This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. We'll be doing some, I guess we call it, listener appreciation stuff later today. But if you want to get a hold of us, we love it when you do. And we are broadcasting live today on Facebook Live, the audio part. So I hopefully you're, if you're one of our Facebook fans, you're seeing us there. And the effort is, honestly, to find out how do we extend the footprint of our message. I don't care about Kevin Jackson, my team, none of us are like, we've got to be in the spotlight. You know, I'm on TV. I know a lot of people, I've been going around, they're like, Kevin, when are we going to see you on TV more? And I'm like, it's coming. Trust me. You know, they reshuffled Fox. I was a favorite of Megyn Kelly. And I'm not, you know, obviously she's not with Fox anymore. But that's done. So what I need now is to figure out where I'm going to sort of land and who wants to me to be the person that they deal with the most. So that's what we're sort of at. But anyway, we love contacting you guys. I love being accessible. A lot of people are like, is it really you? Yeah, it's me. I'm contacting you back. A couple people I've surprised with phone calls. I'm pretty busy, so it's not often that I get a chance to call, but it depends on the subject matter. I want to begin this hour by talking about a piece written by Victor Davis Hanson, who is an amazing writer, writes for National Review. I'm not a fan of the rag because they tended to be anti-Trump. And it wasn't that I don't have a problem with people being mad at Trump for this or say I don't like this policy or whatever, but when you're just anti-Trump, I have a problem with that. You don't know enough about Donald Trump to be anti-Trump. You can say, you know, I really didn't like when he was talking about women and grabbing them by the bang bang, right? I get that. I personally say, what's the big deal? You've got friends that have done worse. Are you mad at them? Have you abandoned them? There's nothing about Donald Trump that I've heard thus far that makes me go, oh man, I can't stand that guy. I would never, because I promise you, I have friends, plural, who have done practically everything Donald Trump does outside of creating billions of dollars for themselves in wealth. I got a lot of friends that have done, you know, everything that he's been accused of. They're divorced. I have friends that have cheated on a spouse. I have friends that have been to prison. I have friends that have done drugs. I have friends that have done everything outside of they're not pedophiles, or I can't even tell you I have friends that haven't killed, because I have military, you know. So the point is, there's nothing Trump does that I haven't forgiven friends for, and have no problem. It isn't like I forgave somebody because they, you know, had an affair and went, okay, but I'm still going to hold it against you. I get it. We're human beings on the right. We're not robots. And are we holding ourselves to a higher standard? Sure. And sometimes that means you've got to forgive people. But here's where I look at these types of things. There's nothing that happens in the human psyche, you know, or human condition that we don't all experience. Political ideology notwithstanding, who cares what your politics are? We all experience a lot of stuff. Right? So that's that. Anyway, Victor David Hanson wrote this thing, a piece for National Review. And here's what he wrote. Never have so many bright people proved so dense. Never have polls in politics proved so unreliable or partisan. Never have unintended consequences so replaced predictable results. Yes, we are in chaos. But we sensed also that the pandemonium is pejorative of the worst that prompted it. And it is unpleasant mostly because it has been long overdue. Wow! What a great way of saying that. What he's saying is the left has been running a show for so long, and they finally did it. They finally created so much chaos that was long overdue, and it snake bit them. It's unpleasant because it is a correction of their own creation. I've been saying that. I just didn't say it quite like that. That's where we sit right now in this country. A correction is being done. We talk about it in terms of the stock market. Oh, the stock market is bloated. Now it must correct itself. We talk about housing. It corrects itself. Sometimes it goes high, sometimes it goes low. You know what we're witnessing here? We've witnessed a government that is so out of control. It has been this way for decades. And the correction is long overdue. And you were smarter than these so-called intelligentsia in getting it corrected. And they can't handle it. They've been wrong for so long, but nobody's told them. And you come along and you say, you're stupid. Maybe they are bright people. I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. They've been trapped in their little worlds for so long of people telling them, you're right. Oh, you're so right. Oh, my gosh. Trump is mean. Those conservatives are this. And those Republicans are that. And look at these policies. And as stupid as their own words are, if you help them to, you know, I've never backed away from a fight from these stupid leftists. I'll say, well, let's walk your scenario through to the end. Now, let's see what happens. It's like when somebody challenges me to a fight. You know, I've been in public and somebody will say, I'll kick your butt. And I go, okay, so we have a few choices here. I'm willing at this point to concede that you can kick my butt. I'm willing. But if we're not willing to go that route, let's talk about other alternatives. For the sake of discussion, I know this is an impossibility in your mind because you are so right in your way of thinking. You have developed this concept that I need a butt kicking, and the only thing that can happen in your head is that I get my butt kicked. But let's, for the sake of discussion, pretend that maybe I'm a trained fighter. And just maybe, you can't kick my butt. Have you thought about that? And what's funny is, I haven't had it quite this way, but I have to ask a guy, I'd say, well, you know, here's the thing. You've just said you're going to do all this mean-spirited stuff to me, but you don't see me running. So you might consider either he's crazy or he may very well be good at what he does. Maybe the thing that you're asking him to do, he's actually pretty good at. Have you considered that? As I'm looking now, you know, at him pretty sternly. Folks, lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, Kevin. This is Jackson. I'd like to know why they haven't brought up anything about Comey being with Hillary down in Arkansas and letting her off the hook with all the damage that she had down there. He's been with them from day one, and they're letting him get away with all his lies. And I believe that she put him up to all this.
Imagine dealing with Obama as a man as opposed to having the left always invoking his color.
Kevin Jackson is ending identity politics.
He's black. That's why people don't like him. Really? No, it's because he's the worst president in the history of this country, bar none.
This is the black...
That is today in the White House, we have perhaps the worst and most dangerous president in the history of our country. And we also have, not to be forgotten, extreme right-wing leadership in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. Now, what I find particularly disgraceful about Trump is not just his reactionary economic, environmental, and social policies, or the fact that he lies all the time. What I find beyond belief is his incredible hypocrisy. This is a man who ran for president telling the people of this country that he was going to stand up for the working class, that he was going to stand up to the political and economic establishment. And then, once he got elected, and without a second's hesitation, he brings more billionaires into his administration than any president in history. And he hires the former president of Goldman Sachs to be his chief economic advisor.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. As you all are aware, that was Bernie Sanders saying that Donald Trump is the worst and most dangerous president. And I love the rationale of the left, particularly those who have benefited from a process to make themselves millionaires. And Bernie, while talking on behalf of the poor, now that he's no longer part of it, he wants no part of it. But he's still talking the same talk. See, that's when you know you've got a guy who's a sellout, who's disingenuous in everything that he says. As his fortunes have grown, Bernie has said, oh, no, I don't want any part of that. As far as he's concerned, he's earned his way. He's now part of the elite. He now needs to have the available funds to run around and continue the discussion against the rich. He blamed right-wing leadership. What's that got in America? Right-wing leadership. Left-wing indulgences across the board. What is what has the right-wing done to... That Bernie Sanders goes, oh my God, you got to watch these guys. They gave us Obamacare. They gave us the highest debt we've ever... Barack Obama, for all intents and purposes, he made prostitutes out of everybody in Congress. Everybody. Right, left, or otherwise. And I love the way that the Democrats and the left talk about bridging the gap. What does Bernie do? He divides us, the right-wing leadership. Bernie, I would just really want to know, what does that represent? We're $20 trillion in debt, half of it done under one president, your guy, a guy you fully support, fully endorse, and you want to talk about there being a separation? Explain it to us. I'd love the audience to know. The Kevin Jackson Show radio audience would love to know what that difference is, because I don't see any right-wing leadership. I don't see any leadership on either side of the aisle. The closest we've come to leadership is Donald Trump. But I love what Bernie says is, it's disgraceful. Disgraceful. And he says, it's not that what makes him mad about Trump, it's not just his, what, and this is a quote, reactionary economic, environmental, or social policies. No, it can't be just that, because those, Bernie, actually work. Yeah, they work. So it's not just those. He says, it's not just the fact that everything that Donald Trump says is a lie. Again, I keep coming back to name what it is. I got to tell you, folks, the left are lucky that they never get a chance to talk to me, because I would say, Bernie, show me what the lie is. I've been asking for it. Tell me where the lie is. Because I know where Obama's lies are. Obama's lies have cost me money and millions of other people money. It has made us have sleepless nights. I'll give you some examples of where Obama's cost us money in the cost of food. His lies about this economy cost us thousands of additional dollars in food every year. His lies about this economy cost me thousands of dollars of gasoline in the price of gasoline every year. It's cost me lost revenue because he couldn't create anything. And his Obamacare policy, in and of itself, just that cost me thousands of dollars every single year. Those are what his lies cost. But his issue with Trump are not about his lies, because he knows that's not true. He knows there's nothing that Trump has done that is, I mean, and again, I always say, what are the lies? He says he's made this many billions. Okay, great. So, you know, do you think he's a billionaire? Well, yeah. Okay, so we just are debating by how much. Is he worth $2 billion or $10 billion? Is that pretty much fair? Yeah. Okay, what's that cost you? What's it done to you? Say it is $2 billion. Is he still a billionaire? Yeah. Well, so he's a billionaire who exaggerated. Call it a lie. Call it whatever you want. So he's exaggerated, you know, the whole thing about being a billionaire. Okay, fine. Where does it leave us? Didn't cost you anything? For all intents and purposes, it's not a total lie. Because Barack Obama's full of total lies. Lies that have cost people their lives. For example, when Barack Obama and his cabinet said, this thing about Benghazi was a video. And the fact that while all this was due to happen, and they've known about it, they didn't send any protection over there. Nor did they allow our military to go over and take care of business while it was in Benghazi, and they still lie about it. He lies about guns that were running to Mexico. They got a border agent killed, and possibly many Mexicans. So what's he said about that? Those are lies. But Bernie's big beef with Donald Trump, his cabinet. It's full of billionaires and billionaires and billionaires. Okay, great. So what? Accomplished people. Are billionaires not supposed to give back? Last time I checked, they're the ones who are able to give the most back. They've done it. They've made it. They understand what's going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
1-800-656-9775. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com so you can reach us. Or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. So, DC scared. I would love to be able to take this audience and let you take all of the things that you've learned over how to watch the news and how to discern and let you loose in anywhere that on Capitol Hill where the Democrats are converging. Just be a fly on the wall. The bars where they hang out. The cocktail social hours, if you can get yourselves invited. Listening to them on their radio programs, watching their TV shows, and a host of other things, I would absolutely love to see you guys involved in this process. Because what you'll find out is it's shocking. These people have never been so afraid in their lives. They're running as scared as you can imagine because for decades to be in control of everything, the system that's been in place, the ignorance of the population, to have gotten such a level of compliance with the media and the entertainment industrial complex and others to where whatever you say goes. Think about it. Go back 2 years and imagine if you had said Donald Trump and what people would be saying. So imagine 2 years if you were to go back and Donald Trump, and people would go, I mean, he's all right, he's a nice guy, he's that reality show guy, whatever, right? So you'd have something like that. Then you fast forward where Donald Trump says, hey, I might run for president. Now, if he didn't declare, I would be curious as to what the left would say. Because many people thought he was a Democrat. Now, the left might have said, same thing that we on the right said. You know, like, don't go. Come on, Donald. Be serious. But I don't think there would be the vitriol, the hatred of Trump. So what you're witnessing right now in terms of the hatred of Donald Trump is a complicit group of people, a group of people who said, we're going to target this guy and we're going to make him hated, despised, his family. Donald Trump will go from being able to walk the city where he does most of his business, has building on top of building, has been revered freely, and he can walk it freely, practically, to having to have Secret Service for his children, his grandchildren, and everybody associated with him. And I'm not talking about just because he's president. The minute that Donald Trump won, where he wasn't supposed to win, things took a turn. and you're witnessing it. And I hope you're having fun with this. I really do. I hope you're enjoying taking this country back in the process. Look, it's one thing to get to for Donald Trump to go through the process and he won. Woohoo, he won. And maybe he'll get exonerated. I mean, there's no maybe. He will be. They're going to back off of him at some point. The really big issue here is understanding how to enjoy the little snippets, the breadcrumbs that are going to lead to Donald Trump saying, I told you. I told you. And one such breadcrumb just revealed itself again. And I filed it under Cover Your Butt. It was an article in the Washington Examiner that said that former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson met with the Senate Intelligence Committee investigators. And the meeting supposedly involved more discussions around the Russian alleged meddling in the 2016 elections. And they wrote this: Johnson arrived on Capitol Hill to meet with the committee this afternoon and spent approximately 90 minutes talking with investigators. This is according to a congressional aide. The former Secretary of Homeland Security, who served under President Obama, told reporters that he was there to, quote, voluntarily assist the Senate Intel Committee in their work on a very important investigation. The House Intelligence Committee is also expected to call on Johnson to testify on Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Senate panel is ramping up its investigation into potential ties between President Trump's campaign associates and Russian officials. And what I said was, don't believe any of that nonsense. The only part of that was true was Jay Johnson went to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's it. Everything else was a fabrication. It was the media. And the Washington Examiner is by far not a rag. I'm not trying to condemn them because it's not their fault. They're reporting what supposedly was said. What I'm telling you is everything they told you it was talked about is absolute nonsense. Johnson acted like a guilty perp. He wanted to meet with the cops to see what information they have on him and others. You can bet the minute that Johnson got out of that meeting that he and a bunch of people went. They got a cabal, you know, together, and they started trying to figure, Jay, what did they tell you? What do you know? Jay, what do you got? What are you thinking? In his testimony, Comey's testimony, I should say, he is, you know, implicated Loretta Lynch. And that revelation sent D.C. scrambling. Politicos, particularly Democrats, opened their safes. They pulled out their get-out-of-jail-free cards. Then there were a few of them who grabbed their bug-out bags and initiated their strategies to disappear. Meanwhile, the Clintons initiated their strategy to disappear people. Because the Clintons will kill you. The Democrats started the Russia story thinking it would initiate the beginning of the end for Trump. That's what the hope was. They figured if they could associate Trump with Drago's father, Vladimir Putin, you know, because Drago was forged from the Russian, you know, vodka mixed with Vladimir's sweat. But anyway, they figured if they did that, it would derail Trump's campaign. But Trump did something very unpolitician-like. He accepted the association with Putin. He said, no problem. What, we can't deal with Russia? Who said? So in doing that, he fought back. The Democrats had no idea that they might have to play this Russian story out to the bitter end. They thought, I mean, other politicians, lesser politicians, oh, I have nothing to do with Putin and this, that, and the other. And he'd have been on the defensive the whole time. And there would have been no way to initiate an investigation. Hillary Clinton would have won. And that would have been that. Everybody would have brushed their hands of it. And we'd have moved on. But it didn't happen. Trump fought back. Lynch then lynched the Democrats. Doesn't that sound funny? How ironic that Obama's crooked AG, a black woman, has slid the noose around the necks of leftists.
And it's only fitting that Democrats hang themselves given their history of doing it. So, Jay Johnson, this guy's a buffoon. You guys, seriously, go Google some footage of Jay Johnson when they're talking about terrorism. And he's saying things. What terrorism? What are you talking about? Guys wrote reports about terrorism, and Jay Johnson essentially ignored. He's asking, well, who is that guy? And they're like, Jay, he works in your Department of Homeland Security. He came out with a report that said you redacted 800 places where there was a reference to radical Islamic terrorism. Yeah, there is no Islamic terrorism. Anyway, what's your question? He's irritated when people tell them the truth about what the Obama administration did. Forget, why are you bugging us with these little details of terrorism? Who cares? Why are you calling it that? And keep in mind, as you remember that they redacted the word terrorism, remember the Democrats are the people that said, don't call Hillary's investigation an investigation. Let's call it a matter. Yeah, when it suits their purposes, let's call it a matter. Why would we call it what it really is? Why would we get people thinking that maybe Hillary Clinton's done something wrong? Oh, that's right, because she did. And in calling it a matter, then we get to obfuscate that. We get to make people believe something different. We get to look over there at the shiny object. Jay Johnson volunteered to testify in order to not to go to the scapegoat farm and have to find a scapegoat. Because why else would you insert yourself into this mess? There's a possibility that Johnson was summoned by some high-level white person who ordered him to insert himself. Jay, time has come for you to take a bullet, said anonymous high-level white person. But folks, let me tell you something. Russiagate ends soon. And when the focus shifts from the ridiculous, it's going to return to the real issues of Democrat larceny. Democrats will go to prison based on the next investigation. And daily, you're going to watch the scrambling of these lecherous leftist bureaucrats playing CYA, and you're going to watch them continue to throw each other under the bus now that their protection has disappeared, and you will be vindicated, conservatives. But don't rest on your laurels. Let's wait and see justice finally get served.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, man, we could... it's funny. I was going to talk more about... I want to go into this Muslim thing with Tucker Carlson's interview, because I've been waiting to do this for a few days, and of course we get different things coming up. Comey's testimony, we got AG Sessions' testimony, and... it's funny to watch Sessions, because he's kind of got this little smile that he tends to keep on his face. But then it's almost like a delayed indignance, like he finally gets mad, like, oh no, you done went there, homeboy. Y'all can just see him taking his jacket off and starting to jump around, you know, with the fist moving. Because Wyatt or something like that, I forget the guy's name, but this dude looks like he's ready to go any minute. And he's accusing Sessions of, you know, obfuscation, and you don't want to talk, and you don't want, you know, you're standing behind executive. He's like, are you invoking executive privilege? And Sessions goes, how can I invoke it? It's only for the president. You know, crazy stuff. Anyway, that wasn't him that said that, but I'm just saying, they ask him, are you invoking executive privilege? No. I need to invoke executive privilege. I'm telling the truth. They got into a bunch of other stuff around, you know, who really fired Comey? Did you do it? Were you recused when you did it? And it's funny how they frame the question. Well, you're in violation of your recusal when you did it. No, I wasn't. Yeah, I didn't fire Comey because of the Russian investigation from which I was recused. I fired Comey because he's an idiot. And you know, he tries to sort of make sure that they understand, look, we've been talking about this. Throughout justice, there were a lot of people going, that was the wrong thing for Comey to do. All the grandstanding and all that. Look, dude's supposedly going to get what? $8 million, $10 million book deal? Not bad. Former FBI director. A tell-all book. I've written 3 books that are really good, and I won't get any. My books won't make a fraction of what Comey's book will come out, and all his is going to be full of is lies and the idea that I was an amazing guy, I had an amazing career, I put it all on the line, I did it for America, and I'm an amazing patriot, and of course none of it is really true. He's a turncoat. He's a leftist. And you know what's funny? These leftists are living such great lives, they don't see the America that you and I see. They don't see the America that is becoming more and more violent. We are becoming dumber as a nation, less productive as a nation. I could go on. The only thing that stopped what was definitely going to be a trend, I mean, we were going to start sliding. It wasn't going to be the slow march to tyranny. We were on the acceleration path. Everybody, it was going to be the rich and the poor. If you keep that middle class out, think about this way. The countries that fail, what do they lack? Middle class. I'm talking about a middle strata. All the way through the food chain. There are super rich and there are super poor. And there's a very thin layer of people getting by, bridging the gap between the two. It was almost like Nazi Germany when the Jews were, you know, being rounded up and put into these ghettos. And they had a handful of people, mostly other Jews, who managed, you know, to these the Jews that were there. And those guys represented that small sliver of middle class. Yeah, sure, there was some German middle class. But it wasn't nearly as large as our economy. Yeah, I mean, it's what we have now in the United States, built on our economy. So, you know, you see these ironies when you're paying attention. And, you know, here's another one for you. I find this one probably one of the biggest ironies, that the most violent people on the planet are asking for safe spaces. Talking about Muslims. Muslims' crime against humanity have skyrocketed over the last 2 decades. You guys have heard me document this, and they aren't even secretive about it, given how easily the left has made their takeovers of these countries. There are imams that come out and says, we're going to take over your country. It's just a matter of time. You might as well leave now. Go, go, go. You might as well go. Sounded more Indian, but Muslims migrate by the millions. Over 65 million of them in migration. These people leave their third world armpits, they migrate to Western countries, and when they arrive, they refuse to assimilate. And in fact, they want to change the culture of the new lands to the very death traps that they had just left. And the irony is that leftists all over the world are far too willing to accommodate them. And Tucker Carlson interviewed one such leftist, an American Muslim named Blair Imani. And she's wanting safe spaces for Muslims. And here's what she says. I'm talking about safe spaces being somewhere where you can be who you are without the fear of being surveilled, having violence committed against you, or being harassed
is what she told Tucker. And I think it's a good idea to have, I think it's a good idea to have everywhere. So Tucker interrupts her for clarification, and his curiosity centered around why Imani thought Muslims were the target of surveillance by law enforcement agencies. And so she says back to him, and we have the clip, but it's like 7 minutes long, and I would have to parse it and stop it and all that, and it's just not worth it. But she says, counterterrorism efforts. And then Carlson says, well, why would there be counterterrorism efforts aimed at Muslims? And she says, come on, Tucker, you're a smart guy, you know why that is. And that's where it really got interesting to me. Because she knows that Muslims are committing heinous crimes, not only in the United States, but all over the world. It was funny. One of the questions that came up in Britain to the Muslim mayor was, why are you not surveilling the 200 Muslims who have gone to other countries and fought? There's 400 total. They speculate that 200 of them have arrived back into Britain, and based on the idea that there were two terror attacks within 2 weeks, the people were like, you should be watching them. And his answer was, well, it doesn't matter that we're not watching those guys. We don't have the resources, first of all. But the bigger issue is that where these people are, it's not that they're going somewhere and being radicalized. They're being radicalized right here. And he's effectively saying, you know, why do we need to watch these radicals coming back when we've got our own homegrown radicals? So this is the craziness of the left, the craziness of why we continually talk about the issue of radical Islam, or whatever you want to call it. And people, this girl arguing that they need safe spaces. Let me tell you something. Should we go into, look, safe spaces have existed for decades, maybe centuries. They were called non-Muslim countries. Those are the safe spaces. Carlson says, into her question of, you're a smart guy, you know why that is. He says, I'm a man who asks questions. I'm asking a question about a statement you just made. And then he added, there's no counterterrorism efforts against religious groups like the Amish or the Hasidic Jews, as those isolated religious groups don't commit acts of terror. So this idea that you're isolating us because we have our own way about ourselves, and you're targeting us because of our religion, he's going, neither one of those is the case. You've got isolated groups of people like the Amish, and we aren't surveilling them. The FBI doesn't waste, I'm not going to speak for the FBI, but in comparison to other crimes, the FBI's budget to study the Amish and to watch the Amish is practically non-existent, if it exists at all. So she essentially ignores Tucker, and she continues the Muslim narrative on the unfair targeting of Muslims, and she suggested that the violence is not exclusive to the Muslim community, and blamed the rise of white supremacists and the alt-right for the non-Muslim issues. So she said, it's blacks, it's women, it's Hispanics and all that, and it's the alt-right and the neo-Nazis and whatever. They're the ones that are reason for this. These groups are the reasons that Muslims need safe spaces, according to Imani. Now, I talked about this in my book, and Muslims have learned how to spin leftism. They've got it down. And the previous administration promoted this type of nonsense, but Carlson was having none of it, and he says to her, oh, spare me, that's just too dumb. And the conversation took a bizarre turn when Tucker made a comment and asked her a very simple question. He says, you're an American. Aren't we all first and foremost Americans? And she says, I'm black first. And what she was saying is, I'm black first, I'm Muslim second, and Americans going to be far down on that list because that's how they are.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.